This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Ticket scalping, or reselling concert or sports tickets for more than their face value, is illegal under state law. But Republican State Representative Tim Kelly of the 94th District wants to change that. He reintroduced a bill this month to lift the ban on scalping. A similar effort stalled last year when the legislation didn't clear the state Senate. The latest news is the bill has now moved through the House Criminal Justice Committee. Representative Kelly, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, what you're suggesting with this, Representative, is nothing new to, let's say, the likes of StubHub, where they have agreements with venues to sell tickets for more than they're worth. But why give that power to individuals?
First and foremost, this is a simple decriminalization of a law that's often overlooked or not paid attention to, other than when, say, Uncle Bob's got a couple of tickets that he wants to sell outside of a venue, all of a sudden he gets popped for something that we all, you know, would like to do. I mean, I want to remove the state from the transaction between a willing buyer and a willing seller. Now, when you talk about the StubHub, StubHub is oftentimes a contracted reseller of tickets by the very venues or artists that control the whole fan experience. It either should be illegal for everybody or legal for everybody. We shouldn't have two sets of classes, one for the owners and one for the citizens.
Fair point. Now, but I have to wonder, has this ban not protected fans from these outside groups that someone who has a bot, that computer program that could gobble up all kinds of tickets, and then, you know, suddenly there's no Taylor Swift tickets available through normal routes, and you've got to buy them at hugely inflated prices?
First of all, this doesn't address the bot situation. That currently exists. Again, the monopoly, if you will, is controlling the whole process. They're getting their money one way or another, whether it's through selected limited seats or any other kind of marketing gimmick to raise the price of tickets. I suggest under a free market system, the more buyers and more sellers out there will bring the cost down.
Now, what about local ordinances, Representative? For example, Detroit does not allow the scalping. How would the interplay work if this bill continues?
I might want to add that a judge in 2006 found the local ordinance in Detroit unconstitutional. There was a story in the Free Press a couple weeks ago about a group of fans with the class action lawsuits against the city that they're randomly being targeted, and I think they're being picked up for not having a vendor's license, not necessarily for scalping tickets.
What would be wrong with an amendment that would keep people from using these bots, these computer programs? So insert that into your bill in order to kind of keep that tamped down.
If somebody wants to carry legislation to do that, they're certainly able to do so. This has been an issue that's been around several years, and every time it gets loaded up, it loses interest or support. That's why this was kept as a simple decriminalization bill and not to cloud the issue with trying to game the system for one interest group over another.
What do you think now with the legislature that's in place now this year? What are your chances?
Well, I think it will go through. The only obstacle was a certain individual in the Senate last term. He's no longer in the Senate, so I don't see any reason why that this won't be successful in both houses.
And that would be an individual by the last name of Richardville?
That's very likely.
Republican Representative Tim Kelly, who this month introduced legislation lifting the state's ban on ticket scalping. Representative, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.